Scriver, Sister, St. Helena, California, January 19, 1909. My sister, Scriver, I have read your letter and am sorry that you are, as you say, receiving letters that perplex you. I would say to you that I will not write you any begging letter or make one call upon you. I would have you preserve your peace of mind. I am sorry to have any perplexity come to you. Do not allow your mind to be troubled. May the Lord give you His rich grace that you may understand your duty and His will. Look constantly to God, and He will teach you what course to pursue. I am so thankful that we have such a precious Savior. Do not let the calls that are made upon you disturb your mind. Lay all your burdens upon the burden bearer. Recently, I hired $1,500 from the bank to secure a piece of land in connection with the Buena Vista estate, the property which we expect will be the site for the California Conference School. I was thankful that the bank was willing to let me have this means. There were 17 acres of land in the lot, and this had been purchased for the purpose of erecting a cripple's home upon it. But after it was bought, the brother who had the enterprise in hand felt that he could not pay the price that had been given for it. Rather than have this piece of land go back into the hands of unbelievers, I hired the money from the bank and secured the property in my own name. For this loan, I am having to pay 8% interest, but I do not regret that I made this move. I should have been very sorry to see this piece of land go out of our hands. So you see, I have moved out in faith, and I believe that the Lord means we shall have this property for our school. He understands all about the situation, and I shall not worry about it. I have had faith all along to believe that the Lord would enable us to secure this place. I am anxious that a school shall be established among us that will define correctly what is the higher education. I am trying now to write upon this subject. I trust that the Lord will lead us at every step. I know if we obtain the Buena Vista property for our school, we will secure the very best of locations, where teachers and students can unite in bringing into exercise the mental and physical powers. Thus, an all-round education will be gained. All who visit the place bear the same testimony regarding its advantages, which are of the highest value, not only for the students, but for those who will have the management of the work. With suitable instructors, the students can be taught how to cultivate the soil and how to erect buildings that will be needed for the accommodation of the students and for the work of the school. Buena Vista is some distance from the town of Sonoma, in which place we must make known the light of present truth. Some time ago, a brother pitched a tent in Sonoma and gave a course of lectures, making a beginning in the proclamation of the message. As a result of his efforts, the chorister of one of the churches embraced the truth. How many others have been benefited, we do not know, but the efforts made in the future will reveal this. There are intelligent people in the town of Sonoma who are temperance advocates, and these should be given an opportunity to know the truths of the third angel's message. The towns and villages, as well as the cities, are to be worked. Into the highways and the byways the Savior commanded that the message of the gospel should be preached. Luke 14, verse 23. I am so thankful that the Lord has made it possible for us to secure this place, and we have felt that Providence was directing in the matter of the delay there has been in getting the deeds of the property. This delay has given our brethren more time in which to raise the means needed for the purchase. Had we been compelled to pay this money at once, I fear we could not have done it. Yet all things are possible with God. We have called on our brethren in California to help us to have the means ready when the deeds are ready for us. We are accepting free will offerings and gifts, but not loans demanding interest. The Healdsburg School was in debt for years, but this debt we hope will now be cleared off. I feel that we need to put our entire trust in the Lord. There will be tests and trials of our faith, but the Lord will open ways before us if we will put unwavering faith in Him. The angels of the Lord encamp about those who rely upon His care, and whatever their circumstances, if they fear Him and walk in His ways, they will be instructed of the Lord. We read that Enoch walked with God. And if Enoch walked with God, the angels of God walked with Enoch. Paul declares, speaking of the ministry of the angels, "Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister unto them that shall be heirs of salvation?" Hebrews 1, verse 14.
Now, my sister, be of good courage in the Lord. Do not allow yourself to become troubled or confused. I have no disposition to ask you to loan me money. I would not tax you with any burden, so be perfectly at rest as far as I am concerned. I want you to use your means according to your own judgment. I am trusting the Lord to place this property unencumbered in our hands, and I am leaving the matter with Him. I have no words with which to censure you. I want you to move in a way that will be satisfactory to yourself, and according to the will of the Lord. Then your mind will be at rest. I shall put my trust in the Lord, knowing that He understands all about our experiences.